TV Radio National Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
Kelly Eben, good morning.
Good morning, Blaise Anise. Good morning, listeners, and thanks for joining us on the 6:30 a.m. news, our top stories. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dangote, will represent the President of the Republic of Cameroon at the ceremony for the laying of the foundation stone of the Kribi Modern Steel Hub. Out of the country, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has died at the age of 100. And sports, the Intermediate Lions of Cameroon will not take part in the 2025 African Nations Championship for the first time. Those were our major stories. The details in a moment. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dangote, will, on behalf of President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, preside over the ceremony to lay down the foundation stone for the construction of the modern Kribi Steel Complex, scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. It is a communique signed by the Director of Cabinet, Balongeli Confiance Ibune. The Kribi Modern Steel Complex, whose foundation will be laid today, is a project that addresses the priorities of the National Development Strategy 2020-2030, these in terms of industrial processes, economic diversity, and the creation of job opportunities. It is an ambitious project with a global investment of about 1,000 billion CFA francs that will supply the local and international markets with products like steel bars and galvanized corrugated sheets, as you tell us, staffman Winston Lepka.
In its initial phase, the steel complex is to have a production capacity of 300,000 tons a year. The development plan is for the plant to reach a production capacity of over 1 million tons per annum. It shall be supplied by all deposits from Balam, and the project will address growing national, regional, and international demand for steel. The mega project will transform Kribi into an industrial hub and will be implemented at the Lulebe terminal near the autonomous port of the city. It covers a surface area of 50 hectares. More than 2,000 jobs are to be created, plus community development initiatives in the domains of education, health, roads, electricity supply, as well as more revenue for the concerned municipalities. The Kribi Modern Steel Complex project is divided into four phases, with the last one, which is about expanding activities, scheduled to end in June 2028. With the availability of local steel of top quality in great quantities, many other downstream industries will be created.
Winston Lepka in that write-up. Business people of the Ocean Division have also expressed appreciation for the complex steel industry that will soon become functional at the Kribi Autonomous Port. As they wait for the laying of its foundation, experts have said the project, which is the first of its kind to be established at the Kribi Port Industrial Zone in Boro, will generate lots of opportunities for Cameroonians. Polycarp Atia reports.
The socio-economic benefits of the newly created modern complex steel industry at the Port Industrial Zone in Boro is a dream come true to the sons and daughters of the Ocean Division in particular, South Region and Cameroon in general. The population of the Ocean Division hope that the steel industry will be a biggest boost to the Cameroon GDP in the nearest future. G. Emmanuel Sabikanda, Kribi City Mayor.
We see local taxes, it will boost our economy.
The project, which is a plus to the industrial development of the Kribi Autonomous Port, is expected to create close to 3,000 direct and indirect jobs to Cameroonians.
2,000 employment, this complex on social plan, it is so enormous. So we thank Cameroon Steel, Premier Minister, we will be there.
The presence of the steel industry at the Kribi Autonomous Port is timely, given that subsidiary industries like Snow Steel, G-Stone, Iron Ore, mining industries and others that are already going operational in the Ocean Division will benefit from its services. Polycarp Atie, CRTV News, Kribi.
Away from that, Christians of the Roman Catholic Church in Yaoundé have launched the 2025 Jubilee Year of the Church. It was during a pontifical high mass officiated by the Metropolitan Archbishop of Yaoundé, His Grace Jean Barga, in the presence of the representative of the head of state, the director of the civil cabinet at the presidency, Samuel Vondo Ayolo. Customary marriage now holds a legal status in Cameroon following the promulgation of a law by the President of the Republic to organize the civil status registration system. A major innovation is a transcription of customary marriages requiring that couples declare their union to the civil status office for official recording. Its implications will be delved into in a special dossier by the newsroom department of the national station of the CRTV. Stay tuned for details in subsequent news editions today. The National Commission for the Certification of Phytosanitary Products and Treatment Equipment will hold its 37th ordinary session today. The meeting to revolve around regulatory standards to guarantee agricultural safety is scheduled to take place at the Hotel Jiga Palace as from 10 a.m. Meanwhile, the Steering and Orientation Committee focused on the implementation of agricultural subsidy policies in Cameroon will meet for its 7th ordinary session at 11 a.m. at the Mofebe Hotel in Yaoundé under the chairmanship of the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobi. Discussions will center on optimizing resources for sustainable agricultural growth in the country. An initiative that seeks to enhance the policy of inclusive education will be launched today in a ceremony scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. at the Yaoundé Hilton Hotel. The concept.sash/school declaration will contribute in fostering an equitable learning environment for all learners. You're listening to the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. As the New Year's Eve approaches, preparations are in full swing across the country ahead of the celebration of the Feast of St. Sylvester this Tuesday. Special churches and masses will be organized throughout the national territory to mark the day, as you report, Staffman Go Henry.
St. Sylvester's Day, also known as Sylvester, or the Feast of St. Sylvester, is the day of the Feast of Pope Sylvester I, a saint who served as Pope from 314 to 335. The feast is held on the anniversary of St. Sylvester's death, 31st December, a date that since the adoption of the Gregorian calendar has coincided with New Year's Eve. Why many people in Cameroon are preparing for their New Year's Eve parties, some Roman Catholic Christians will also mark the feast day of St. Sylvester.
Reverend Father Alexis Abbe, a priest of the Archdiocese of Bamenda, is going to be spent as a moment of gratitude to God for the year which is just ending. In the evening of the day, we shall have the celebration of Holy Mass, which shall usher us and usher me into the new year 2025.
Protestant churches will also organize special services to mark the day.
The Reverend Divine Kumyamba, I'm the parish pastor of Presbyterian Church Kumbambeng. The liturgy for this crossover service has a theme, 2025, my year of blessed assurance, drawn from Psalms 124. Shall we have a mass readmission, bringing back people to Christ and readmitting them?
A crossover service to be officiated by Reverend Mundung Gilbert of the Presbyterian Church Bafanji will take place at the Ntuamofong Parish as from 8 p.m.
Go Henry reporting. In foreign news, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has died aged 100. He is being remembered for his humanitarian values by fellow colleagues and family. He died on Sunday at home in Plains, Georgia, after suffering from health issues, including a melanoma that spread to his liver and brain. Carter served as the 39th president for one term from 1977 until 1981, was the longest-lived president in U.S. history. In sports, Cameroon will not take part in the African Nations Championship for the first time when the 2025 edition begins in February in Uganda, Kenya and Tanzania. The Intermediate Lions were eliminated by their opponent of the Central African Republic by 3-2 on aggregate following their 2-1 win in Bafoussam over the weekend. Cameroon has never won the African Nations Championship and their performance in their last 5 participation has been disappointing. In more sports news, the fifth day of play of the Elite One Football Championship continue today, this afternoon at 1:30 p.m. with RS Fortuna against Union of Douala at Slungwaikili Stadium, while home side Canon Sportif will host Dinamo of Douala as from 3:30 p.m. at the annex one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. Meanwhile, still at the Ngwaikili Stadium tomorrow, Colom Sportif of Ja will host Stade Rouennais of Melun at 3:30 p.m. on the last day 5 fixture. And that was a 6:30 a.m. news brought to you by Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.